Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, Larry Richard, along with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. President Trump left the G7 summit early, as you just heard in our newscast, to return to the White House because of, quote, what's going on in the Middle East. The announcement, part of the president's early departure to meet in the Situation Room with his assembled team and try to figure out how they can be a part of a solution. And Paul, you've been doing some additional work with a reporter who was on Air Force One.
Yes, her name is Jennifer Jacobs. She is the CBS News senior White House reporter. Her profile on X says this: reporting what I know, not what I think. I already like her. Right?
Yeah.
So she had a back and forth, and there was a gaggle on Air Force One with the president, and she posted some extensive notes from that at about 2:45 this morning, and I think it's there's some interesting little details in this back and forth, I think, that will be helpful for our audience to have.
It's the biggest story in the world.
Right now. She says that Trump wants a real end. Those are his words. A real end to the nuclear problem with Iran. And this morning, he'll be in the White House Situation Room monitoring developments out in the Middle East. His midnight departure from Canada, he said, I didn't say I was looking for a ceasefire. He wants a real end with Iran giving up entirely. Those are his words, giving up entirely on nukes. Now, the Israelis are not slowing up on their barrage, he predicted. He says, you're going to find out over the next 2 days. No one slowed so far. And then they asked his thinking on calling for Tehran to evacuate. And he told Jennifer he wants people to be safe, needs to be present at the White House and not Canada, where he can be well-versed and not have to rely on phones to know what's going on. So there's that part of it. And then he sounded undecided, she says, about sending Witkoff and the vice president to meet with Iran. He said, I may, but it depends on what happens when I get back. So there's that possibility there. On any threat to U.S. interests, he said, Iran knows not to touch our troops. He said the U.S. would come down so hard if they do anything to our people. He declined to say if the chairman of the Joint Chiefs and the Secretary of Defense have given him any planning options should Iran attack U.S. bases in the Middle East. He said, I can't tell you that. And finally, asked if U.S. involvement would destroy Iran's nuclear program. He said he hoped their program is wiped out long before that.
And that said, they have sent a carrier group closer to that region.
So with him advising the residents of Tehran to leave, and then the Israelis telling about more than 300,000 people living in central Tehran to evacuate, and then his refusal to really go any further than to say, I don't think the Israelis are going to slow down at all. I guess we're probably going to have some developments here in the next 24 hours.
And as we talked to CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem yesterday, we asked about what the current status in Gaza, and he said, unfortunately, the attention of the hostages and all of that has taken a back burner because they're taking real hits inside Israel from some of these missiles.
And it's the civilians who are paying the price right now, both in Israel, and to give you some example of what's going on in Iran, heavy traffic reported out of Tehran, heavy traffic.
I saw the video they just showed on the network, and it was, if you looked at Los Angeles, like the 405, with every single square inch taken up by bumper-to-bumper traffic.
Yeah, you can't really tell the difference. I mean, if you showed someone that picture and asked them to say, where's this, they'd probably say L.A.
Right. And speaking of L.A., things have quieted down somewhat with the protest situation. There are so many other focuses for many people. However, that said, in the next hour, we're going to talk to retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland.
Oh, good.
Get his take right after the news at 9.
I can't think of anybody who I'd rather hear from about this Iran-Israel conflict than Jeff. He's so knowledgeable. Encyclopedic knowledge of what's going on.
Yeah, he is just that. And we're able to get a different perspective usually from him based on, you know, his extensive military and intelligence background.
You know, one question that we could get into with him, Larry, is here's where the rub comes in for me with possible U.S. involvement in the Israeli strikes against the nuclear development sites in Iran. The Israelis do not have the type of bombs that are necessary to get at one of the nuclear enrichment facilities, one of the uranium enrichment facilities that's buried down in a mountain. But we do.
So I'm guessing that's part of a conversation.
And let's get his thoughts on that.
We will do that. Retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland, right after the news at 9. And coming up at the bottom of this half hour, Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey. He was part of the protest here on Saturday. I'm curious to get his take on what's going on in Pittsburgh when the president said they will target Democratic cities that are pushing back on ICE. So a confrontation may be on the way. And we'll keep you posted on breaking news and weather information in crystal clear digital audio. And this afternoon, check out our Drive at 5. Top stories driving the news every weekday afternoon with Colin Dunlap. Brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. Well, before you know it, July 4th is right around the corner.
You know what song's been going through my mind, like, at least for the last week, once or twice a day? Stars and Stripes Forever, for some reason.
Stars and Stripes. Let me see if I got that for you. This is obviously a lush Yankee Doodle version.
It's a beautiful arrangement.
Stars and Stripes. You ask and you shall receive. There you go. Next year, we've got the 250th birthday of the country. I know the Army was actually formed before the country officially because we just celebrated the Army's 250th last Saturday on Flag Day. And this October, the United States Navy's 250 and the United States Marine Corps on November 10th is 250 years old.
You know, I know it sounds kind of goofy, but you remember all the hoopla for the bicentennial?
Oh, yeah.
It was such a big deal, right?
1976.
I wonder what we're going to do with that this time around.
I was in Ocean City.
And right.
They painted the
lifeguarding, right?
Lifeguard. I wasn't a lifeguard, but all my friends were. I worked at Sam Shrim's gift shop on a boardwalk. It was very unexciting. I got there late and couldn't take the test. I don't think I could have passed it anyway. You got to swim a mile and do all this stuff in the ocean.
Holy smokes.
Oh, yeah. Not that good a swimmer. You know how I learned how to swim? Neighbor's older brother, Mean George, they had a pool. And he said, aren't you going to get in? And I go, no, I'm good. He goes, you don't know how to swim, do you? And I got, my face went ashen white, and he just picked me up and threw me in.
There you go.
Uncool.
Wow.
And that said, the pools are open, most of them anyway, and you'll need it next week. We go to the 90s, and we're celebrating the 4th. We are the official station for the city of Pittsburgh's Independence Day celebration. So starting at 4 on July 4th, which I believe is a Friday this year, right? It is. So at 4 o'clock on the North Shore, we got all kind of stuff for families and nonstop music, great food, And then you can tune in to KDK for our fireworks bonanza from TJ the DJ, presented by Essential Utilities, parent company of People's Natural Gas and Aqua Water, and brought to you by Lamont, Pennsylvania Laborers District Council, Rural Monument, Need Part C, Pittsburgh Choice for Medicare Solutions, NeedPartC.com, and Teamsters Local 926.
Fireworks are always better with music.
Yeah, and we do this little introduction, but I will say this, the city of Pittsburgh, over the years, we've had tremendous fireworks displays, maybe as good as just about anywhere.
I've never been anywhere where they've been better than here, honestly.
And that's because the fireworks capital of the country is just north of Newcastle. You know, the families that came from Italy back in the day started these fireworks companies.
Most famously, the Zambellis.
Aaron, have you ever been to fireworks downtown for the 4th of July?
Yes, before the regatta was at Pittsburgh Brewing, when it used to be downtown. And, you know, before people kind of made a big spectacle and things got crazy, I've gone to see fireworks downtown many times.
Yeah, me too.
At
In all
point.
Kind of different ways.
When I was living downtown, my apartment faced PNC Park, and I was on the top floor.
Oh, you saw them all the time.
So you're good.
The barge would come and set up between my house, my place, and PNC Park. And honestly, the fireworks were going off in front of my window.
That's unreal.
It was so cool. Yeah.
Man, you had the perfect
front row seats.
I know. I had no idea when I moved in what was going to transpire. Well, actually, what happened was I didn't realize my first fireworks night was a real surprise. It scared the heck out of me.
I'm sure.
Because seemed like they had them every other day for Pirates games. We must have fireworks more than any city in the country. We do it for everything.
Yeah, pirate game.
Yes,
fireworks. Wow.
I've often said back in New Orleans they have a parade for any reason at all, and that's the case here. Fireworks for any reason here.
And by the way, I used to do a segment called On the Job where I would spend a day different. And one of those,
I miss that feature. I really do.
Oh, it was so much fun because I found that people, no matter what they did, truly, generally had a passion for what they do, and they took pride in their work. But I got to do the Zambelli barge in front of PNC Park. I loaded some of the fireworks, and man, they were getting on me. They were like, don't touch it.
Trying to keep all your fingers intact.
Oh, yeah.
Were you on the barge when they set them off? Or?
Yeah, guess who got to hit the start button?
Hey.
Yeah. So they had contact inside PNC Park, and they had radio, and then you could see, we're ready for fireworks. Stand by. Ready to go. Larry? And all, you know what I did? I clicked a mouse. That was it. And that triggered the whole thing.
Wow.
And to be on the...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Barge. I mean, we were on the barge. It was fantastic.
Well, how much noise do they make down on that level when they exit the tubes and go up?
Just the launching part is, you know, and then you hear him just like everybody else. But it was exciting. I'm telling you, you got an adrenaline rush. And because you knew two things. It was cool to see. And then you knew you were entertaining people. You know, I just kept thinking of the kids that were loving this and everybody else for that matter. All you heard was that whoosh.
Do you have a favorite firework?
I can't think of one.
My favorites are the ones that are blue. I love the blue ones.
Mm.
They're not too numerous, but I like them.
I don't know. I'm colorblind. I like the starburst.
That's his solution
those nice.
For those.
Yeah. I'm colloquially challenged. This is the Big Key Morning Show. Larry Richard with Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey. Mayor, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. I appreciate your time this morning. I want to dial back to Saturday, the No Kings movement across the country, more than 1,500 cities, including the city of Pittsburgh. Obviously, you were a part of that. And for people that want to know exactly what you were protesting against, why were you there?
You know, I think it's evident. I think that when you see all these protests that are occurring throughout of America, I think a lot of there's not one reason, but there's multiple reasons. The deportation of people is an issue. The ability to be able to cut all these programs that are safety nets for a lot of people. The attacks against the DEI program, the attacks against the LGBTQIA community, the attacks against Medicare and Medicaid, the attacks against Social Security. I don't think there's one issue that's bringing people out. I think it's a host of different issues that people feel that a lot of their freedoms and safety nets are being taken and not being empowered. And that's the reason why I was there, to provide a voice to people that this isn't the first time that we've been in this situation and we can still overcome.
And what kind of feedback do you get? Obviously, the country is so divisive, and you get criticism for being there, criticism for why don't you focus on other things. How do you deal with it?
I think you always focus on people. I think that as long as you put your focus on people and that you're speaking up for the people, then that's what you should be doing. So, you know, for me, it's about, from a humanitarian standpoint, are we speaking up for the people that don't have a voice? And Larry, so many people out of here, and you know this, don't have a voice to be able to speak up. And that's when leaders must speak up and start talking about exactly what's going on and why this is wrong and why at the end of the day that it's the people that make the decision. It's the people that get out there and change the course of nature. So for me, it's always going to be about the people and being able to speak up for those that don't have a voice to speak up for themselves. And that's just been throughout history.
The men and women that work for ICE were ordered to, as I understand it, were ordered to ramp up their efforts to ramp up the quotas, which really has caused a lot of issues for a lot of people. I think everybody wants criminals who are here illegally deported, but this seems to have gone far beyond that. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely it's true. I mean, of course, nobody wants homicides. You know that. You know how I feel about that. But the reality is that it's gone too far. I mean, we're talking about people that add value to our economy. We're talking about people that add value to our community. And we're talking about just the human rights of everything. This has gone way too far. It's out of control. And it's creating of a culture of us versus them. And that's what scares me. If people want to know what scares me, it's this culture that it's us versus them. And that, you know, we're creating a culture that's not safe. There's nothing safe about that. You know, at the end of the day, you know, the more that we make this country unsafe, the more problems we're going to have. I've never seen a situation where terror caused safety. And right now we are creating a system. We are creating an environment where people are living in terror, where people don't know, where children don't know. There's nothing safe about that. There's nothing that we're doing that's making America a better place. If they want to fix immigration, fix it through federal legislation. That's how you fix everything else. But to be out here and empower ICE to be going and then giving them more strength to do what they're doing is just causing more havoc, more chaos, more problems, and it's not creating the type of America that we call safe.
We're with Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey. That said, Mayor, the president has ramped down, apparently, the deportation of farm workers, those that work in the entertainment industry, meaning restaurants, hotels, because they need those workers. So it's ironic, isn't it?
You know, the hypocrisy is You know, the hypocrisy is deep. I mean, I don't really know what you could say about that. It's self-evident. And when you can see it for yourself, then there's really not too much to talk about. We just have to stand for justice. And we have to stand up and make our voices heard. The hypocrisy is the hypocrisy, and everybody can see it and chooses to see. But the reality is it's not making America more safe. It's not. Did you see all those protests throughout America? The one thing I'm so happy about that I don't think we speak about enough is how peaceful the protest was. The protest here and throughout was peaceful. And I want to thank everybody who came out to protest and protesting them in a peaceful way. Because that's how you're going to change things. You can't be violent and think that the same narrative won't be used against you. But when we come out in a peaceful way, and we're talking about human rights, civil rights, and why people have the rights that they have in a peaceful manner, that changes things. And that's what I saw this weekend. And Larry, to be honest, these crowds are growing. They're not shrinking. They're growing. They're increasing, not decreasing. It demonstrates the level of people being not sure about what's going on, not liking the direction of the country. And that's why people are coming together. I mean, these was a massive crowd. And without question, they will get bigger.
And that said, Mayor, are you concerned because it's been hinted that Democratic cities like yours here in Pittsburgh will be targeted with more ICE deportations? Have you heard anything like that? And what can you do about it? Or what is your intention?
You know, the one thing that I've always been focused on is making sure that we do what we say we're going to do in regards to protecting our people, speaking up for our people, and being there. And I will continue to do that. That's not going to change. You know, people are living in trauma. They're living in fear right now. And it's unnecessary. And I will always be a voice of peace for that.
Mayor, appreciate your time this morning. More to come. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Have a good one, Mike.
All right. And before you go, Mayor, Juneteenth, our newest federal holiday, is Thursday. What are we doing in the city of Pittsburgh?
Hey, listen, ain't that deep? We getting ready to have Juneteenth, and look what the country's going through. How symbolic is that?
How will you celebrate Thursday, Mayor?
I'm going to celebrate. One of the things that I always do on Juneteenth is talk to my children about the importance of Juneteenth. Talk to them about the struggle that we come from and why Juneteenth is important, so that they have a better understanding of their definition of who they are in the path that they're on to always be great. You know, we come a long way, Larry. And, you know, what's going on in the country right now on the cusp of Juneteenth is just, it just is a reminder that every day you get up, you got to fight for a level of justice in order to grow. You know, so people that see, like I said before, Larry, they can see. The ones that don't, it's obvious that they don't want to. But the reality is you can't keep a safe America when you terrorize people. And on the cusp of Juneteenth, we still fighting a struggle that we fought for so long. So as much progress as I admit that we made, look how much more progress we got to go. And that will be a conversation with my children and others.
Mayor, again, thank you for the time this morning.
I appreciate it. Thanks. Have a good one, Larry.
From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk, President Trump left the G7 summit early with the conflict between Israel and Iran intensifying, and at the same time, the White House says signals are emerging Iran wants to de-escalate. And the president told reporters in Canada he'd be willing to travel to the Middle East to work out a peace deal.
Yeah, but I think we're doing pretty well. We're talking. We have a thing called the telephone, so we're talking. But it's always better to talk in person.
And to emphasize, he wants a done deal, not just a ceasefire.
Senator McCormick, big backer of the Nippon Steel U.S. Steel Partnership.
This is critical for our national security, and it's critical for our economic security.
Not on KDKA-TV, Larry, but the United Steelworkers national leaders are skeptical. They say Nippon Steel could move jobs to its non-union mills in the South.
Well, you know what? With a $2.4 billion investment in the Mon Valley, I'll take our chances. They mean to stay here.
108 tackles, an interception, couple of fumble recoveries last season for Steelers safety Deshaun Elliott. That has turned into a three-year deal worth $15.5 million. New contract.
You know, in Steelers Nation, he may not be a household name yet, but he had an impact that they clearly appreciated, and he will be here for the future along with what other safety?
Joey Porter Jr. And you know something, Larry, that I think is really important to point out about Deshaun Elliott and also Porter Jr.? Super Bowl winning teams need players like this. They play an important role. They may not be big stars like we had with Ben Roethlisberger or maybe Hines Ward and so on. But the truth is that you can't win a Super Bowl without these kind of players. And I'm glad we've got them both.
And now some of the sports pundits nationally are saying, well, wait a minute. Maybe we spoke too soon about Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. They seem to be in a better position. If Aaron Rodgers plays well, that could be a very good thing. Thank you, Paul.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.